I suppose, embarking on a campaign here, you know, to protect the services in St Joseph's Hospital. And part of that is the public meeting on Thursday night. But prior to that, now I want to submit this emergency motion again to raise awareness around what is happening in St Joseph's. I mean, since the moratorium on staff recruitment, there has been a drop in the staff numbers over in the hospital between nursing staff and care assistants. So by submitting this motion, I want to let the government know, I suppose, and let the HSE know that we want that moratorium lifted immediately to protect the services in St Joseph's.
The usual format for emergency motions of this nature is that they're taken at the end of the meeting and standing orders are suspended. Now, we have the complication today of the AGM of the council scheduled for 5 o'clock, and that's got to go ahead. Is that going to compromise your chance of having this motion heard today?
Well, I mean, we're just going to have to put it on as early as we can. I mean, the agenda today isn't that full compared to other meetings, so I'd be hopeful that we should get it heard.
And are you confident that you would get the support of all parties and all members?
Well, now, you know yourself, but I mean, I would be confident enough, because at the end of the day, this is a community issue. It's about vulnerable people, it's about protecting services, and I would be hoping that, you know, all parties will put their party, I suppose, stance aside and work together for the betterment of the communities.